This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, let me be clear. We passed a map in Illinois that follows the Constitution, and that is not what Governor Abbott is trying to do in Texas. We believe that the people of Texas deserve to have fair representation and not to have the game changed in the middle of the decade.
That's right.
There already is litigation about the original map that they put in place. Now they want to change it again. That no doubt will end up being litigated too. But let me be clear that they are attempting to cheat. And, you know, I think we all know Donald Trump is a cheater.
Yeah.
So is the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, in so many ways. And we here in Illinois believe that we're, you know, what is 2025? We've had elections now for, you know, the 5 years that this map has been in place. We want to continue to have those fair elections. And we're proud of the fact that Democrats do better than Republicans in those districts where they're hyper-competitive, frankly. And we won in virtually every one of those districts that was competitive.
Well, Governor J.B. Pritzker swooping in to save the day for those Texas Democrats who needed a safe place, a safe space to go, a sanctuary, you might say, from their own constituents in the state of Texas. They're in the state legislature. You've got, I think it was like 50 Democrats fleeing the state, trying to block a quorum from being formed to give the Democrats the opportunity to debate on the people's floor in the state of Texas, in the legislature there, whether or not these new maps were going to be workable or not. We're going to get here with Jeannie Ives in a minute. Brad, you let me know when we're ready. Are we ready with her?
No, we're not.
Okay, we're connecting with her. We're going to talk to her about this because J.B. Pritzker, my understanding is that they were meeting in DuPage County, and that's just kind of a middle finger to a lot of people in DuPage County who have known a red county that has then since changed to blue. There is a very small group of people in this country who are looking at this Texas story the way, Ryan, you and I and the people listening to us right now. This is... I understand this is not what everybody cares about, but it's what I care about and what I think a lot of you listening care about. This is particularly offensive.
Yes. It's really amazing because it's such a bad decision. If, like you said, though, most of America probably not paying attention to this, but if you're in politics or you're even interested in politics, this is probably breaking through. And it's a pretty big story, especially with the drama going on with Governor Abbott. You got to be back by 3 o'clock today.
For Texas Democrats to say we're not going to do our job, we're going to Illinois.
Of all places.
Because they're fighting for fair maps.
I mean, you could have gone. What was Sarah Huckabee Sanders gonna bar you from the state if you went there? Like, it's not that they could kick you out. You just have to be not in Texas. But they chose Illinois, of all places, to say, we just want fair maps. It's the worst PR decision they could possibly make in this news story.
Okay. Well, the first person I thought of when I was hearing that they were going to DuPage County, I'm like, I need to check on my friend Jeannie Ives, because if anybody knows what is going on here, what Governor Pritzker is capable of and all of that, it's definitely my friend Jeannie Ives. And we're bringing her on to the Annie Fry Show here right now. Jeannie, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for giving us some light on what's going on. Just give us your understanding there from DuPage County, what these Texas Democrats are doing under the very welcoming wing of our Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Well, I mean, we know what they're doing. They're actually doing a political stunt, because I was there at the press conference last night. I was very curious about this because it was literally just a few miles from my own home. And so I went there and then I started looking at the map, and they couldn't have picked a worse spot to come when they're fighting gerrymandering, because we were in the 8th district. Across the street was the 3rd district. Less than a mile away was the 6th congressional district of Illinois. And if you traveled less than a mile north, you went through the 8th and hit the 3rd district again. So terrible optics if you really understood the gerrymandering in the state of Illinois. But they came off the bus, about 22 came off the bus. Another 5 arrived by car. They set up in this press conference in DuPage County. And I think it's because Pritzker wants to put a further stakes down in DuPage County. He has gerrymandered the district incredibly. In DuPage County, population 920,000, which should have about 1.25 congressional representatives. There are 5 congressional districts in just that county that reach into it. So, I mean, if people understood the numbers behind this, I think that they would know that Pritzker, who has, according to 538, signed the worst Democratic gerrymander in the country. So he may call Trump a cheater, but he is a liar.
Yeah, it would certainly take one to know one if Donald Trump is, in fact, what he accuses him of. You know, I said this last week, Jeannie, and I want to bring it a little bit into a more of a narrow focus with your expertise here in the state of Illinois, because you're plugged in with the state legislature all across the state. You were one of the biggest movers and shakers in the Republican Party in the state of Illinois. But I was accusing Hillary Clinton of being the, I guess, de facto leader of the Democrat Party, because she's the last person who actually, you know, ran for office getting the mantle from Barack Obama, who I say was actually kind of honest with us. He said he wanted hope and change. It was no real policy. It was an idea, and people were up for that at the time. But I haven't seen a Democrat run on abject truth in the lifetime that I've been paying this close attention to politics, that there is a constant effort, a man behind the curtain who's pulling all the levers and trying to make all the smoke and mirrors happen to make voters feel a certain way. And as soon as the truth gets revealed, everyone's like, what? What's going on? And J.B. Pritzker is trying to be masterful at that. I would argue that bringing those Texas Democrats to the state of Illinois is 100% about J.B. Pritzker. I don't think it's going to help the Texas Democrats at all.
Well, no, the fact that he showed up in DuPage County for a press conference like this, you know, all it was media there. There was nobody else there. This was not his Democrat constituency really there. It was hordes of media. In fact, the Houston Chronicle was there. I believe the Texas Tribune flew somebody out. The Washington Post guy who I was standing next to was from Wisconsin. So this was more about him. So he put all of his press people together to highlight himself, not necessarily the Texas delegation, but J.B. Pritzker. This was him grandstanding, this him applauding these folks. He's giving sanctuary to Texas Democrats, finding them homes to stay in when he can't help the homeless in the state of Illinois. And so, again, they took the opportunity, both Gene Wu, the head of the Texas delegation, and Pritzker, to essentially bash Trump. And have you picked up on it? Because this will be their next protest headliner. It is going to be the Trump Texas takeover. Trump Texas takeover. All the alliteration is there. This will be the protest march that you'll find in Chicago and elsewhere. And, you know, this is all grandstanding on their part.
Yeah, it is. And J.B. Pritzker knows exactly what he's doing. He might dawdle a little bit running for governor again in the state of Illinois because he can buy that seat for the most part. Yeah. But he wants to be the president of the United States. And so he's trying to reach into Texas. And I mean, I think the grossest part about it is it's probably for donations for J.B. Pritzker. I don't think he's actually going to be helping Texas. He's not going to overcome Governor Abbott, Ken Paxton in the state of Texas. He's not going to overcome the people of Texas. That's not really the way Texans roll. And in the meantime, time. He's leaving behind so many Illinoisans. You could speak to this in specific numbers, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. The way the state of Illinois, by the numbers, not by the results of the election, because of the gerrymandering, the way Illinois has shifted across the board, even though, 65% of the population is in Cook County, Illinois is shifting a little bit closer towards purple, way more than people would know, because of the districts that have been drawn by this over control by the Democrat Party in the state of Illinois. Where is Illinois headed right now, and have they been headed under Governor Pritzker's governorship?
Well, it's great, because what Trump has been able to do is he's been messaging directly to the people, and the people feel like he's speaking with authenticity because they understand what he says is what they know is happening in their lives. And the Democrats are doing nothing but trying to confuse folks and lie about that. But they have gerrymandered the districts to their advantage, where it's almost impossible to win in some of these districts. But Illinois, for its most part, just like Texas picked up Hispanics, which is why they're looking at redrawing districts to make them more competitive. Because guess what? When you have political power, that's what you do. Illinois is moving more purple. And so the only way that they're working to help the Democrat side is to confuse people and to lie about them and say, well, they're going to take away your Medicaid. You're going to have higher taxes to bail out, you know, the billionaire class. And none of that is actually true. It's the opposite is true. What we're doing is we're adding accountability. Now, it is interesting when you look at these gerrymandered districts, and just for a quick comparison here, in the Texas House, the Democrats are the minority, but they still hold 41% of the seats. And congressionally, they hold 34% of the seats. In Illinois, where the Republicans are in the minority, we hold 34% House seats, but only 18% of the congressional seats. So again, this illustrates that Illinois is far more gerrymandered than Texas. And I think when the truth comes out and people are presented with it, they will accept the truth. And that's what bothers Pritzker. He knows people are paying attention. He knows we're under a cultural revolution. He knows the trans issue is going away. He knows that they're extreme on abortion. He knows that the tax is that we're the highest taxed property taxes in the nation now. He knows that he can't lie to the people anymore, because we have alternative media that folks are listening to, and Trump is speaking truth to power, and they like that.
Yes, amen. We're speaking with Jeannie Ives right now, and when we talk about alternative media, I want to encourage you to check out her podcast, The Real Story. You can also follow her on Facebook at facebook.com/Jeannie Ives. Jeannie challenged, as I mentioned before we got into the segment, Bruce Rauner in the primary, and you did a hell of a job considering how much money Bruce Rauner spent against you. Ultimately, J.B. Pritzker wiped the floor with Bruce Rauner in that 2018 election, and here we are still in 2025.
Right.
An opportunity, since I have you on the phone, you know, you and I have talked about the congressional district that is the 13th district. That's the district that I'm in. It's this little finger that goes through all the college towns from where, almost where I am right now, I'm standing in St. Louis, but right across the river, all the way snaked up through Champaign, Urbana. I've heard people say they're not 100% sure you can drive the whole district without having to leave the district to get to the other side of the district. I don't know if that's been confirmed, but it's obnoxious. And Illinois is being used as a national indication of how gerrymandering can really, truly, effectively be done because of the districts like ours right here across the river in Illinois. Is there hope for the state of Illinois in this upcoming election? Got to have good candidates, have to have challengers to the Democrats. How do you move forward, Jeannie, looking at the next election and focusing your attention where we can have some wins?
Well, I mean, honestly, the gerrymandered congressional districts do make it difficult to pick up some of these seats, although we have some cases where there's an opportunity. I think our best opportunity is to hit Pritzker and hit him really hard, because his record is so atrocious that there's multiple messaging points to multiple different constituencies. You know, if you're a Black, you have not been served well by Pritzker. If you work in manufacturing, you have not been served well by Pritzker. If you just are regular residents, you've seen your electric bill skyrocket. These are all Pritzker's policies. At the same time, you've had higher taxes. So there, he's been so terrible on every policy issue that I think that we really need to focus in on the state legislative races. And with that, the governorship. I think those are our best bets to win, quite frankly. And I'm going to encourage people to really get involved in the state legislative race to flip those, because the records, I mean, again, we're suffering here in the state of Illinois under these Democrat policies. And I think that if everybody can do their part with connecting with their network, we have an opportunity.
Jeannie Ives with us right now. Last question before I let you go. I don't need names unless you have some that you're really eager to throw out there. But in the conversation of Republicans who would challenge J.B. Pritzker, do you have any hopeful candidates? You know, people who are considering, maybe haven't announced yet, maybe people who have, that you're like, I think maybe possibly we could do this.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm going to be 100% behind Ted Dabrowski when he announced for governorship. I expect him to do that shortly. And he can go five levels deep on policy. And he's, you know, he's a true conservative, and he's got the background to make this happen. So Ted, I'm sure he is planning on an announcement soon, and I will be backing him 100%.
I want to encourage folks to follow Jeannie Ives on her Facebook page, host of The Real Story. Also check out Breakthrough Ideas as well on Facebook. Jeannie, I would, especially going into this, it's a midterm for everyone else. It's a huge deal for the state of Illinois. I'm going to connect with you as much as possible. You know, I've been able to talk through your time in the state legislature before your governor run. You've always been brave and bold, and I'm so glad to be a friend of yours and have you on the show. So please answer Brad's text messages and calls when he asks you to come back. You're a great source of information for us.
Absolutely.
Here.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Yep. I appreciate you as well, Jeannie. Thank you so much. Good to have you here. Jeannie Ives, she is the host of The Real Story. Like I said, she is someone who served in the state legislature. She was fiery. She advocated for the Illinois taxpayer with fierce common sense, something that when I saw it, I was like, holy crap, I didn't know you could say that in Springfield. And Jeannie certainly did. I've been a huge supporter of hers for quite a long time, and excited to hear. Ted Dabrowski is somebody who we've had on this show many times over the course of the years. I've been involved, I think, with Illinois Policy Institute, maybe Wirepoints. Over the course of time. But boy, if you want to talk to, if I've heard several. I have my thoughts of who I'd like to see run for governor. I don't know if they actually are. I keep sending texts and they're not getting answered, which to me is kind of an answer, because other texts I send get answered. I have hope for the state of Illinois. I'm not going to give it up. When I do give it up, you'll be the first to know right here on this show. But stick to policy, stick to the Illinois taxpayer, and this is winnable in 2026. All those statewide folks, there is not a single Republican in statewide office in the state of Illinois. There is a supermajority of Democrats in the General Assembly in both the State House and the State Senate. Time to put our nose to the grindstone and get to work in ways where it can actually be measurable. I'm going to just put this out here right now. If you're listening to the show and you're in the state of Illinois, I don't care where you are. If you've ever thought about running for office, ever, or you want to get involved in somehow, but if you've ever thought about running for office, please contact me on the Facebook page. Just send me a private message. It will be between us. I'm the one who manages all that. So when you send messages to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, it comes to me. Great to talk to Jeannie Ives there. We're going to speak with Chong Do, the president and chief executive officer of BioPharma. And I want you to understand that when we talk to him in the future here in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk about inflammation. This is all of these things coming out of the MAHA movement. These are all things that I'm like super interested in because I don't know much about it. A lot of times they'll have guests on and I know a lot about what we're talking about. Boy, do I want to learn what MAHA is trying to teach us. I've got my ears wide open. I hope you will too at 1:30. When we come back, let's touch base back again on the YouTube poll. Should people be able to wear MAGA hats in sports stadiums? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, so we're talking. You get to turn me down or the music down? Gwen, take it away.
Woo! Why don't you just, you just sing.
How about you do the Gwen Stefani thing?
Okay, you start talking.
I thought I was having a stroke, I'm not going to lie. That actually freaked me out a little bit. Because I still, from having laryngitis last week I couldn't talk, but I felt fine. This weekend, I started to feel crappy, but got my voice back. So I assume by about midweek, I'll probably be back to normal. Normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I was having kind of a head thing going on there. For a second. I was talking and I'm like, I've disappeared.
I'm not even sure what you're referring to. Everything sounded fine to me. So
thank you for the vote of confidence in my mental decline. I know you're really big into it. All right, let's talk. Let's listen to big credit to Mark Cox. Last Friday, had on the MAGA hat guy at the St. Louis City game. Mike Weitzel went to a St. Louis City game, wore a MAGA hat. I got tweets about this weekend. Like, is anybody? Nobody's covering this. The Mark Cox show was on it pretty much immediately. Had MAGA hat guy Mike on their show. I'll just play a little clip from the Mark Cox Morning
Show. I
know
that there have been no Kings shirts in the stadium before. I think basically their policy is, well, we have these rules on the books, but we're only going to enforce them when somebody takes the time to write us a complaint. And
yes.
Oddly enough, it seems that those complaints seem to come in more heavily in one direction, I would say.
So, I mean, I would even say, our YouTube poll today, should people be able to wear MAGA hats in sports stadiums, yes or no? I would even say that the fact that any facility, St. Louis City included and not excluded, if they are going to allow political messages, which the thing that I continue to hear from people who do attend these games is that there's a lot of pride stuff there. I do consider that to be a political message. If one side of the political aisle considers it to be a political message, the other side doesn't get to go, no, it's not. It is. But, you know, no Kings, that's a political message as well. If you're going to allow those things to happen, I am going to be more inclined, especially with my silly, stubborn attitude, to be like, I guess I'll just have to wear my MAGA hat and see, like, as a way to say, how about you get rid of it all? My biggest concern here is not the MAGA concern, it's the consistency concern. And entities like St. Louis City, or any entity that is begging the public to buy tickets and come in and partake in the product that they are putting out there, you have to be objective about how you police this stuff. And if you're not going to be objective about it, you're going to have a scandal or a crisis of this sorts on your hands. If all of those messages are present at the St. Louis City Games, I'm more thinking like, you know, I'm more thinking like if it were my group, I'd be like, don't wear the MAGA hat. Like, we're just inviting. We want to go to the soccer game. If you wear that, it's going to become not about soccer. But if you're wearing that in response to other people who are shouting these messages all the time and they're going to the soccer game and getting away with that, I'm kind of like, wear the hat. Isn't it? Is it for you as much about consistency as it is for me?
Yeah, it's entirely about consistency because it's such a murky position for St. Louis soccer to take, or City SC, because there's so much gray area. You either say, look, nobody, any political messages, it's still going to get through, which is would be tough to enforce, or all political messages, as long as they're not derogatory or something like that. You have to take a position and then stick with it for everybody because you're trying to appeal to everybody. It's just a bad message to make.
Well, we want to continue to get your thoughts on this. Should people be able to wear these hats in sports stadiums? Yes or no? Andy Fry YouTube channel. When we come back, Kong Do joins us, and we are going to talk about inflammation and how it is affecting your life and maybe how we haven't been steered in a different direction to focus on this and to remedy it. Kong Do next. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Alzheimer's is a kind of dementia. Alzheimer's is a specific disease that involves the accumulation of proteins such as amyloid and tau, which cause degeneration of the brain. It is in the general category of dementia, dementia being a cognitive disorder that is associated with loss of independence. But there are other causes of dementia, including Parkinson's, Lewy body, vascular, water on the brain, thyroid disorders, and many, many things cause dementia. Alzheimer's is the most common type of dementia, which tends to be progressive and degenerative over time with loss of independence as it progresses.
Well, you were just listening there to Dr. Marwan Saba talking about Alzheimer's, certainly something that many of you listening right now, you're familiar with it. We have loved ones who have suffered from various forms of dementia. And in this kind of new way of looking at health in our lives, I think a lot of people are very open to what people who are active in medicine have to say about the causes of these things. On recommendation from Dr. Siegel, he said, you need to get Kong Do on your show to talk about this. And we are so pleased to be able to have that conversation today. Kong Do joins us right now, the president and chief executive officer of BioV. Kong, thank you for being with us today. Such an honor to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be on.
Of course. I want to give you the opportunity to talk about dementia, how we understand it, certainly as loved ones of those who have experienced it. What kind of progress is being made right now in the search for the causes and potentially relief or solutions to this very, very impactful disease that affects so many lives?
You know, I've been doing this in Alzheimer's since the late 80s. And I think the reality is there's been very little progress over those decades, because the entire field has really looked at amyloid and tau. And I think the reality is those are symptoms of what's really going on. In recent years, researchers have gotten to understand that amyloid plaques and tau tangles are not the cause of the dementia that's going on, but they're really side effects almost of what's really going on. And we at BioV believe what's really driving this is inflammation. Inflammation is the starting point for many things that go wrong in the body. Mm. And that's really what's happening with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and so forth.
Kong Do speaking with us right now with BioV. I've heard the word inflammation so much. It might be confined in the last 6 months. Of course, there's a political Make America Healthy Again movement going on, but there's a lot of talk about the things that are causing our bodies, the actual sources of these experiences, symptoms that we're having, and trying to get to the source rather than what I hear a lot of what has been, the way it's been looked at before is like, how do we just medicate those symptoms? I'm listening to you say that maybe you're getting more towards the source of it. Tell me more about inflammation and how it is related to dementia.
First of all, we need to recognize that the inflammation is a natural part of how the body defends itself. So when we have an infection, for example, different immune cells kick in to try to fight off the infection. But as the immune cells work, they create inflammation by releasing various cytokines. But when the infection has been warded off, fended off, the immune cells now settle down, the inflammation disappears. The problem that we face is that we put ourselves into situations where the body is exposed to prolonged period of times to various toxins, our diet is not great, we don't exercise, obesity is a real problem. So what happens is that we're creating a situation that's known as chronic low-grade inflammation, where the body is always trying to fight off something. And as a result, it is constantly releasing the cytokines, the chemicals, the biochemicals that's causing inflammation. And this, and what I'm talking about, specifically known as tumor necrosis factor alpha, or TNF-alpha. TNF-alpha is considered to be the master regulator of inflammation. When you have TNF-alpha present, it then starts a whole cascade of downstream stuff that happens that leads to negative consequences for our body. So that's what really is going on, is chronic low-grade inflammation driven by us doing things that, frankly, do not treat our body very well.
Ugh. Kong Do speaking with us right now, the president and chief executive of BioV. You can go to biovpharma.com to learn more about it. Kong, so we're talking about inflammation throughout the entire part of the body and neural inflammation affecting those symptoms and experiences that people might have downstream with dementia. Is it right to assume that, you know, there are symptoms that we might have way before dementia finally sets in with this inflammation? Are there symptoms that I might at 41 begin to experience if I'm poisoning my body with the toxins that you talk about, which a lot of people are trying to do the right things, Kong. And you're like, you're just ear to the ground, trying to do what's right. And then in 2 years, you're like, oh, we weren't supposed to be eating eggs. Oh, now we're supposed to eat a dozen eggs. It's hard to keep up. What are some of those signs of inflammation in the body that somebody in 40s, 50s might experience before maybe later in life, that full on Alzheimer's?
Unfortunately, it is very difficult to give a set of those kinds of symptoms. And this is one of the silent killers, if you will. It's a silent situation. We just know that once you have inflammation, when you're not exercising, when you're not eating well, when you're drinking too much, and so forth, you know you're putting stress on the body. And as a result, the immune cells are kicking in. They're trying to defend the body. And that's what's really causing the inflammation. And it's the accumulation of all of that over the years, the decades, that eventually manifests itself in diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and ALS and so forth. And we believe fervently that it's really inflammation driven.
Mm. So is it, do you have advice for people who are listening right now? Of course, we want all of the research, all of the efforts that can possibly be made into the cause of this to prevent it in the future and hopefully potentially to mitigate it once it does set in with, you know, dementia symptoms and those types of afflictions. But is there a reset? Is there a cleanse? Is there a way to undo years, decades of damage that we've been doing unbeknownst to us with how we've been poisoning our bodies?
It's unclear. I believe there is, and I'll give you some reasons for why that is in a minute. But I think that one thing that we can do is just stop further progression. And I know it's very, very hard. Stopping further progression means just eating a very healthy diet, cutting back on putting ourselves in environments that may be harmful, right? And just more exercise. Those are all things that we all can do, but I recognize that it's also very, very difficult to do. And the good thing is that there are a small number of companies out there that are working on therapeutics that aim at reducing inflammation as the mechanism of changing disease progression. And BioVie is one of them. And in one of our clinical trials for our drug candidate known as Bezisterim, we found something very surprising and how it affects the aging process or longevity. What we found, well, first of all, the body as it ages, it naturally goes through a process called DNA methylation, where different methyl groups get added to the surface of our DNA. So think of this as think of a DVD and how you use it over the years, you may get scratches and smudges on it, right? And because of that, the laser is not able to decode the information on the DVD quite as well. Well, the same thing happens in our body because everything in our body is encoded for by our DNA and our genes. And as we age, if there's too much methyl groups that have been added to our DNA, the molecules that are responsible for decoding that information cannot read through correctly. So you get misdecoding of DNA. And that's why the accumulation of DNA methylation has been associated with a large number of disease. Now, I give you all of that background to say that in our Alzheimer's trial, we collected blood samples and we measured it for DNA methylation. And the measurement can be done using various biological clocks, which measures the actual aging of your body that may be different than our actual chronological age. And what we found is that patients who were treated with our drug candidate, Bezisterim, had upwards of a 5 years advantage on age deceleration compared to those that were treated with placebo. Now, before you go and get wild thoughts, it says this is a reversing aging and so forth. It's not saying that.
I'll take two.
Yeah, exactly. Me too, if I could. But what it is saying is that the Bezisterim may be having an impact on changing the way that our body is doing DNA methylation. And so while we cannot stop aging, we may be able to help keep us healthier for a longer period of time as we age, up to the tune of upwards of 5 years, right?
I mean, it's incredible to hear that. And also to hear that in conjunction with your first piece of advice is if you're not doing it, now is the time to start eating healthy, and moving. You know, when I hear people say, oh, it's time to exercise, people think like, oh, I've got to run sprints every day for 7 days a week. Maybe just take a walk for 10 minutes if that's what you need to do, and take a stroll, get some vitamin D in, and start using that healthy opportunity that you have right there that's simple, and build on that if you so choose. But anything is better than nothing. But also to understand that medicine is headed in this direction to be paying attention to these important parts of our sped up aging process due to the toxins we've been taking in.
So I'm quite hopeful that medication will be coming in the near, on the horizon. But until it gets here, anything and everything that we can do in changing our activities, our behavior, and so forth, just eat better, exercise more, and just avoid harmful environments.
Kong Do, we appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. Highly recommended by Dr. Mark Siegel. He said you've got to get Kong Do on the show, and I'm glad that we did. Thank you for the time today. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me on. Great to be here.
Of course. Bye-bye. Is inflammation the name of the game? Everything I hear right now when it comes to health is inflammation.
Yeah, me too. When you said that, I'm like, yeah, I don't think you're alone, because I'm hearing the same thing. Everybody's talking about inflammation. Itis, that's the word. Mm-hmm. Anything that ends in itis is inflammation.
Yeah. Laryngitis.
Yeah, it's inflammation.
I'm still like looking into this, but my good friend Dr. Chris McCluskey, if you're looking for a chiropractor, check him out. He explained this to me, and I know this already. It's like, you know these things, but it's just, there's just a bunch of people who are telling you things about your health. But, you know, drinking water. I would be a crazy person with drinking water. I drink water all the time, peeing all the time. And if you don't have electrolytes that are encouraging your body to absorb that water into your muscles, into your heart, into all the things that make your body go, then you're just passing water through. Like, all the quantity of water that goes into your body is not the quality of why you're doing that is not there. So I've started throwing, he gave me some, but I started throwing some salt in my water once a day just to help with that process. And it is, I feel the difference when I do it.
Really?
Yes. Huh. And I actually kind of like it.
Does it taste different?
Salty.
Put a little salt in your water?
Yeah. I'm like, how much? He's like, a pinch.
Okay.
So I do. I have it in my bag.
How do you feel different?
First of all, I don't feel like I'm not constantly crossing my legs because I need to get to the bathroom. Like, I think my body is processing the water differently. And if you're hydrated, everything, like, hydration is everything. If you're hydrated, you're going to think more clearly. Your body's going to function more clearly. You're going to, you know, we got a break, but there's hydration and then there's gut. Gut health is so in. Have you ever heard of putting castor oil in your belly button?
Not there. What?
When we come back, don't go away. This is so crazy. I'm gonna tell you this right now. Castor oil people, please, if you've never come to the Annie Fry YouTube chat before, get on the Annie Fry YouTube chat and tell me what you use castor oil for. I think we're going to get some wild, wild responses. If you're a castor oil person, I know you're coming out of the woodwork right now. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Tell me what you use castor oil for. We'll be right back. Castor oil. Do you know what castor oil is?
Yeah, it's something you gave kids in the 30s to punish them, according to cartoons.
I don't think that's wrong. But everybody had it around.
That's all I know about it.
I think the castor plant, whatever it comes from, is there a castor plant? I don't know, Mom. I don't know these things. I know you do. You're shaking your fist at the radio because I don't. It's poisonous. I do know that. Like, you can't, like, bite off some castor plant.
Oh.
Even if castor isn't a plant. So, whatever it comes from.
But we drink the oil.
Yep.
From the poisonous castor plant.
As a laxative.
That's not why.
In case you need a little, you know, bump.
I don't.
I don't care.
Do you want to know more?
No. Nope.
The castor plant.
I regret everything.
Yeah, you did this. Last segment you were talking about peeing. Now you're talking about pooping and lots of it.
I was talking about peeing. I'm like, I was so, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
I become like a voodoo master in castor oil since I had that really, really bad ganglion cyst on my wrist.
Gross.
Shut up. Let's talk about your gross things. Let's not.
No. Never mind. No.
We'll talk about that big thing on the place that you were showing Ethan before.
I would not show Ethan that.
Well, he was hardcore judging you when you left the room. Anywho, I had a cyst on my wrist. It's a ganglion cyst. It has to do with anytime I'm like, if I like I think this one came from golfing. So I start using my wrist in a different way than, and repeatedly in a way that I haven't. Always have, my whole life, gotten these cysts on my wrist, basketball, volleyball, softball, track, whatever, because I threw in track. And someone said, put castor oil on it. And they're like, I know it sounds crazy, but just do it. And I put castor oil on that thing, and it had been hurting me for over 4 weeks, like to the point where I couldn't sleep, because if I rolled over in bed, the pain would wake me up. And I put castor oil on it. My husband went to Walgreens, got a little blue bottle of Walgreens castor oil, said laxative on it, and I put a little bit of that nasty sticky oil on the ganglion cyst on my left wrist, put a piece of gauze on top of it, wrapped it in pre-wrap. It was gone the next day.
That's amazing.
It's wild. I do not doubt the science of it. And then I started telling people about it, and they go, oh, castor oil, do you know? And then they start telling me about putting it on their eyebrows and using it to lengthen their lashes and putting it in their belly button at night. Man, they pour it in their belly button at night.
Why?
Because it helps with their gut.
I don't understand how a poison plant that kills warts could make your lashes
warts?
Grow.
It's
whatever
a wart
that thing,
thing
was, the cyst thing.
It's, I don't have warts.
Well, whatever it was,
that's
it
what
killed it.
You have in that very private place.
This is all made up. If I had anything big or gross, I wouldn't show it to any of you, especially Ethan.
Are we talking about your personal problems right now, or the fact that castor oil is some like voodoo?
I said if
stuff.
So it's all hypothetical, and I don't understand even the reality of castor oil. Like, why can it do all these miracle things?
It helps with your gut. It does help with castor oil. It's a completely, or with ganglion cysts. It's completely anecdotal. But my gosh, anytime I have an ache or a pain, it's supposed to relieve inflammation, which is what we were talking about before. If it hurts on me, I'm going, put a little castor oil on it. I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.